弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters。
感谢主的恩典啊，我们可以在忙碌一周之后啊，又能够聚集在教会啊来敬拜神。
I thank God that after a busy week, we can gather once again in the chapel to worship God together。
预备我们自己能够进入主的安息，来领受啊主应许的福气。
We're preparing ourselves to enter into the blessed Sabbath day。
小弟现在奉主的圣名跟大家来查考，从忧闷变喜乐之钥。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I would like to share the topic, the key to turning from depression to joy。
我们现在读经从星期三开始，在读诗篇第二卷。
Starting from Wednesday, we have begun the second book of Psalms。
诗篇是我们许多弟兄姐妹都很喜爱的经卷。
Many brothers and sisters dearly love this, the scroll of Psalms。
当我们在忧伤痛苦之中，我们时常可以从诗篇里面的经文得到安慰，我们会看到神他的爱。
Many times when we feel sad or depressed, when we read the Psalms, we feel the love of God again。
有时候我们在困难当中听不下很多话。
Sometimes when we are in adversity, we can't swallow many truths.
但是有时候看到一句话在圣经里面，有可能像一道亮光，就让我们的心转变成完全不一样的状态。
But it may be that just a simple verse in Psalms may bring about a ray of light into the darkness of our hearts.
那通常就在诗篇里面有许多非常有力量的经文会呈现在我们的眼前。
There are many very powerful verses in Psalms.
所以我们接下来有31天的时间要读诗篇第二卷。
For the next 31 days, we will be reading the second book in Psalms.
就是从42篇读到72篇。
From 42 to 72.
在这一卷当中，许多诗篇其实都是短短的，不很长。
Many of these psalms are very short.
但是有许多的内容却含义很深远。
However, many of them are quite deep.
那我们要用心去读，然后去思考，要如何应用在我们的生活里。
We need to put our heart into reading these psalms and see how we can apply them.
那有时候要想想我们现在所处的环境。我们所做的事是不是有诗篇里面的这些经文在教训我们的道理。
We can also reflect on whether or not our lives are in accordance to the truth in Psalms.
那我们先请来翻开43篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 43.
我们请来先来读这一段，然后我们再来进入今天小弟跟大家分享的一些信息。
Let's read through this psalm before entering into the teachings and the message.
第一节说：“神啊，求你伸我的冤，向不虔诚的国为我辩屈，求你救我脱离诡诈不义的人。”
Verse 1: Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man.
第二节，因为你是赐我力量的神，为何丢弃我呢？我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？
2. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?
第三，
3.
求你发出你的亮光和真实，好引导我，带我到你的圣山，到你的居所。
Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle.
第四节。
4.
我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里。神啊，我的神，我要弹琴称赞你。
4. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you.O God, my God.
第五节，我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞你，称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
5. Why are you cast down, O my soul? and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God.
43篇他没有提注，其实他是从42篇延续下来的。
Psalm 43 is actually a continuation of 42.
所以诗篇42篇跟43篇原本是一篇诗。
They were originally one psalm.
那因为我们从他重复的经文就看出他本来就是在讲同一件事情。
From the context, you can see that they speak of the same thing.
就是42篇第五节，我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。
42 verse 5 says, Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
第十一节，四十二篇的十一节，我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他。他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
Verse 11, Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of my countenance and my God.
我们就看到42篇11节跟43篇的第5节是一样的。
Verse 11 in Psalm 42 is the same as Psalm 43 verse 5.
那跟42篇的第5节其实也是类似。
It's also similar to 42 verse 5.
那这个就好像一首诗歌，它的副歌重复的出现一样。
This is just like the refrain of a song.
那这篇诗篇在42篇一开头就特别说是可拉后裔的训诲诗。
The beginning of this psalm tells us that it was written by the sons of Korah.
一开始第42篇我们看到一个非常渴慕的祈求，就是说，神啊，我的心切慕你。如露切慕溪水。
The beginning of 42 starts with, As the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you.
有人用这一节经文写了一首歌，许多人都很喜爱。
There is a praise song written according to this verse.
就是如露可慕。
Which is as the deer.
就是当这个鹿它想要喝水的时候，它是何等的急，而且是很稳健的往水边去寻找这个活水。
When a deer is extremely thirsty, it will be very determined to go to the water.
然后诗篇的作者用这样的一个我们都可以很了解的景象，来描述他是何等的希望能够到神的面前来亲近他。
The psalmist used this imagery to describe a situation in which his soul pants for God just like he pants for the water.
我们如果从诗篇第一篇一直读下来，你就会发现第二篇跟第一篇第二卷跟第一卷有一些差异。
If we have read the book one of Psalms, we might see that there's a difference between these two books.
因为诗篇一共有150篇，很长。如果我们从头读到尾，每天读一章，基本上就要读五个月才读得完。
If we were to read Psalm from the beginning to the end, because it has 150 chapters, so we would have to read it for 5 months.
如果连续五个月一直读诗篇，其实很多道理会忘记。
If we continuously read the book of Psalms for 5 months, we will forget many teachings.
那所以我们现在读经的方法是把诗篇分成五部分来读。
Therefore, we have split the scroll of Psalms into 5 sections.
我们之前已经读过第一卷，从第一篇到第四十一篇。
We've already read chapters 1 to 41.
第一卷基本上都是大卫的诗，绝大部分都是大卫的诗歌。
Most of these Psalms are written by David.
那第二卷你看到一开始他就写是可拉后裔的诗歌。
In book 2, it starts with the contemplation of the sons of Korah.
所以你就发现说，这些诗篇的这些不同的部分是经过特别的编辑而把它集成一个完整的诗篇的。
From this, we can see that the books are actually categorized in a special way.
那有人说诗篇有五卷 就好像摩西五经一样，有五个不同的重点。
Some people say that the Scroll of Psalms has five books, just like the five books of Moses, and each of them has a different focus.
那第二卷啊，就好像以色列百姓他们要出埃及，要蒙神救赎的啊这个信息一样。
The second book two, is correlated to Exodus, where they are seeking for the salvation of God out of Egypt.
所以有一些专门在研究诗篇的这些书籍呢，他们会用这样的一个关系，把它联系在第二卷，它会让我们看到神的救赎，以及神如何引他的百姓重新回到那应许的美地。
So many scholars see that there's a correlation between Book 2 and Exodus because they both are looking forward to the salvation of God and leading them into the promised land.
那第二卷啊，大部分的作者都是可拉的后裔所写的。
Most of the Psalms in Book 2 are written by the sons of Korah.
啊，从42一直到第49篇都是可拉后裔的诗。
And this is from 42 to 49.
那第三卷85篇。到89篇，啊，也大部分是可拉后裔的诗。
And then from 84, these are.
从84到89。
84 to 89, these are all also the Psalms of the sons of Korah.
就是有许多诗篇，因为它特别有标注的，你可以看。
So all of these are labeled. You can look at the top.
那第二卷我们会看到它在。描述神的时候跟第一卷也不太一样哦。
The descriptions of God are also different in Book 2.
在第一卷里面，大卫的诗歌他都通常在描述啊，神都用耶和华，就是用亚威这样一个称呼称所敬拜的神。
In Book 1, David usually uses Yahweh to refer to God or the Lord.
主神。
The Lord God.
但是第二卷。他就直接用神用 Elohim 这个字眼来称呼所敬拜的神。
However, in Book 2, the word for God is Elohim, which is translated as God.
所以第一节一开头就说神啊，我的心切慕你，如露切慕溪水。
So in verse 1, it says, "My soul pants for you, O God."
你如果一直往下看，你都会看到。都是在讲神本身。
And so all of these refer to the Lord as God.
就好像我们刚才所读到43篇的第二节说，这位神是赐我力量的神。
For example, in Psalm 43, verse 2, it says, "You are the God of my strength."
那我要走到这个神的祭坛这里。
I will come to the altar of God.
那这位神是我最喜乐的。我最喜乐的神。
This is the God, my exceeding joy.
就是说，这位神是带给我最大满足喜乐的神。
Meaning that God is the one who can give me the greatest satisfaction.
我们从第二卷，你如果从42篇一直读到最后的72篇，你就看到他绝大部分的有关于神都是用这样的字眼，是在强调他是一个全能的神，他是创造的主。
So if we read from chapters 42 to 72, we will see that most of the time God is referred to as God.
那在一开头的就看到是神的百姓的一个非常恳切的呼吁。
And there are many supplications of the people of God.
就是他们好像离开神很远，他们现在多么期待能够再一次的。回到神的面前来。
This is because the people feel so distant from Him and want to come before Him again.
那他们，我们会读到，我们如果读过四十二篇，你就会发现，他们当时候是被掳到外邦去，受到敌人的逼迫，然后嘲笑，他们觉得内心非常的忧闷。
In chapter 42, we can already see that they had been exiled and they were laughed at by the Gentiles, so their hearts were very disquieted.
作者他特别提出，他所敬拜的神成为别人嘲笑的那个主题。
The psalmist also says that the others are also ridiculing the God that they worship.
一直跟他逼问说：“你的神在哪里？”
And they challenge them, saying, "Where is your God?"
那听到这样的一个控告，以及这样的一个嘲讽。他内心非常的痛苦。
When they hear these kinds of mockery, their hearts are very bitter.
那所以他内心 提到说我内心忧闷。
And that's why his heart is cast down.
也就是非常的沮丧，说是啊，有时候想一想，我们所敬拜的神在哪里
？And he feels discouraged, and sometimes he may even think to himself, "It's true. Where is my God?"
然后他说，为何我的心在我里面烦躁，就是非常的不安，没办法得到安静。
He also asks why his soul is disquieted within him.
就是我们的内心有很多的想法，我们想不懂为什么会。
Sometimes we ponder and think about many things, but we can't understand why things are happening.
我们知道现代人的病，特别是在欧美开发地区，忧郁症是最大的杀手，比传染病还严重的。
We know that depression is very prevalent, especially in the Western world.
这个忧郁症的人每一年。因着忧郁症而死的人有多少呢
？There are countless people who die because they are depressed.
不管是直接性的自杀，还是间接性的因为忧闷、忧郁所造成的屠杀，以及社会上所付出的成本，没办法统计的。
It is very difficult to calculate how many people either commit suicide or kill others because of depression.
我们现在很多人，其实我们都把眼光放在这个疫情就是这一次的这个新冠状病毒所造成的冲击。
Currently we place a lot of focus on the virus that is being passed around.
但其实在这一次的冲击里面，许多人的内心也呈现出非常忧虑、忧闷的状况，我们可能不知道。
But there is also a side effect that we might not be aware of, which is the depression that has occurred.
病毒本身其实并不是那么可怕。
The virus itself may not be so terrifying.
今天有多少人他们被确诊已经说得到了？
There are many people who have tested positive.
但是有许多人他基本上也从这个感染当中他复原了。
But they have also recovered.
那真正你看那个死亡的比例从去年到现在，其实我们就看到那个死亡的比例在降低。
And compared to last year, the death rate is decreasing.
也就是说，有许多的医疗的药物，或者是对这个病毒的了解之后，其实有许多治疗的方法已经可以用了。
Because of a lot of research, we have now developed ways to fight against this virus.
特别是现在许多人又有疫苗可以打。
And this is especially true after the shots.
所以其实这个病毒本身，它有一天总是会过去。
So the virus will one day pass.
但是现在因着这个疫苗所产生的冲击，以及对我们信仰上的所造成影响，可能要持续很长一段时间。
However, the effects of the virus, meaning on our spiritual lives or on our mental health, may be long lasting.
它最后所呈现出的影响，也许在五年、十年之后才会真的看清楚。
Maybe it will only be clear after 5 or 10 years.
有许多人，他们变得很忧虑。心情变得很低落。
There are many people who become very anxious and are always in a very low emotional state.
因为好像有一个黑云，恐惧、忧虑笼罩在我们的心头一样。
They feel like there is always a dark cloud that is covering their heart.
那有的人他用不同的方式去呈现，去试着去解决他的这个忧虑的状态。
People use different methods to display their anxiety.
所以有许多人，他们这段时间沉溺在这个网络里。
So there are many who immerse themselves into the internet.
以前如果沉溺在网络里面，他也许是一个病态或者不正常。但是这段疫情期间以来，沉溺在网络里面变成得到消遣、释放压力的一个好像正常的管道，不然要怎样？
Previously, before the pandemic, only those who were abnormal would spend hours, day and night on the internet to release themselves. But now it seems like it is the only way out.
特别是如果被禁止说你不人跟人不可以接触。
Especially now that many places you cannot interact socially with others.
有些地方甚至禁止到会堂聚会
，or are forbidden from entering into the chapel to worship。
现在在亚洲许多国家正在疫情正在发展的地方， 政府下令不可以到 教会聚会的。
Currently, in many of our locations in Asia, they are unable to have service because of the lockdowns.
那不能到，不能够聚集，那人只能够活在自己的空间里面，在想自想办法在网络上里面去打发时间呢。
And because they're forbidden from congregating, therefore they can only stay in their personal space and use their time on the internet.
但是其实很多时候我们会发现，人跟人如果没有接触、没有互动之后，其实是很容易忧、很容易忧虑的，很容易忧闷的。
However, we all know that without social interaction for a long period of time, it is very easy to become depressed.
你看，有一些人他非常开朗，他喜欢跟人家交朋友，他喜欢跟人接触，他会跟人家分享。基本上，相对的，他比较不会进入忧郁的状态里。
There are those who are perhaps more extroverted and like to interact with other people and make friends. These kind of people who take the initiative may not fall into depression quite as easily.
可是现在这个是变成一个整个社会的一个现况。我们许多人已经很习惯的在自己的网络世界里面，好像是要得到疏解，想要走出要得到喜乐。好像要寻找满足。
However, now it seems like it's very natural to find satisfaction and use our time, spend most of our time on the internet.
但其实最后都会失望。
However, most of the time we will be disappointed.
有些人在这样的一个自我封闭的过程当中，那个忧虑恐惧越陷越深的。
There are those who separate themselves from the outside world and fall even deeper into fear and anxiety.
我们知道箴言十七章的二十二节，我们可能都很熟悉的。喜乐的心是良药，忧伤的灵使骨头枯干。
Proverbs 17 verse 22 might be very familiar to us that a cheerful heart
是良药
is good medicine.
忧伤的灵让骨头枯干了、哦。
But a crushed spirit dries the bones.
那所以我们知道说，如果人的心喜乐，就好像释放一样。
When someone's heart is full of joy, they feel a type of freedom.
他很容易就开放，更加分享。
They will be much more willing to share and communicate with others.
我们知道分享的喜乐，它可以加倍，让我们喜乐更多。
We know that when we share our joys, the joys increase much more.
但是忧伤的灵在忧闷当中，似乎是被捆绑、被监禁一样。
But a crushed spirit is like someone is bound.
当我们越不愿意跟人家接触的时候，其实我们会变得越忧闷。
The less we want to interact with other people, the more depressed we may become.
就好像把自己关闭起来一样。
Because we're shutting ourselves out from everyone else.
那这个跟我们的心有关系的。
This has to do with our heart.
那喜乐的人有个特别，有个特质。
There is a unique characteristic of those who are joyful.
我们如果从刚才所读的四十三篇第四节看到。
In Psalm 43 verse 4 it says.
这个喜乐的人，他的喜乐从哪里得到的？是从神得到的。
That the joyful person receives his joy from God.
所以，当我们可以走到神的面前来的时候
，So when we are able to bring ourselves before God，
在这个走的过程当中，实际上是神赐力量给人。
In the process of coming before God, this strength comes from God.
那来到神的面前，可以得到最满足的喜乐。
When we come before God, then we receive this exceeding joy.
所以我们看到喜乐的表现就是会以神为中心的。
The characteristic of joy is that God is in the center.
但是忧伤的灵，就是人如果是在忧闷当中，通常都是以自我为中心。
However, usually, those who are in depression have themselves as the center.
他就是一直想到自己的事。
That they focus on themselves.
看什么事情都是以自我的观点在判断的。
Everything that they see, their perspective is all from their own shoes.
所以有很多事情会看不懂。
So many things will be very confusing to them.
如果以自我为中心，许多事情其实是会落在死胡同里。
From a self-centered perspective, many things will come to a dead end.
那有喜乐的心，才有真正的满足。
But only through a joyful heart will you receive true satisfaction.
我们现在如果因为我们已经读过四十二篇、四十三篇了。
We've already read chapters 42 and 43.
星期三我们查经的时候也查过。
In on Wednesday we studied this during Bible study.
你看，在第四十二篇的第一段里面，他特别提到说，他为什么会忧闷呢？事实上是因为他是远离神的城。他是被掳到外邦去，没有办法来到圣殿，来到神的祭坛那里来朝见神。
In the first part of chapter 42, we find out that the reason for his soul being cast down is because he has been he is far from the temple of God.
那他就想到他以前可以在神的殿里面侍奉神，又可以在神的圣所歌颂赞美神那个日子。相较之下，他就觉得非常的忧闷，觉得说我何时才能够再回到从前呢？
When he remembers in verse 4 how he went with the multitudes to the house of God to keep the feast, and when he sees and compares himself his current situation, he feels very sad.
我们刚刚读过民数记，我们相信对可拉应该不会陌生的。
Since we just finished reading the book of Numbers, we are no strangers to Korah.
可拉最出名的就是民数记十六章里面可拉带头所造成的叛变。
Korah is most famous for Numbers chapter 16, where he led the rebellion.
那所以最后可拉死的很特别。
Korah's death was very special.
他是地开口把他吞下去的。
Because it was the earth that opened its mouth to swallow him up.
跟着可拉一起叛变的人都死得很凄惨。
All of those who followed Korah also died a tragic death.
所以可拉一想到可拉就是哦，这个是可拉党的叛变的。
So, whenever you hear the word Korah, you think of rebellion.
但是他的后代却仍然继续的在神的殿里面来侍奉神哦。
However, his descendants continue to serve God in the temple.
那表示说，其实神是不偏待神，不偏待人的。
This shows us that God does not show partiality.
可拉这个人本身，他不愿意顺服神。
Korah himself was unsubmissive to God.
他不满足于神所给他的这个利未人所做的工作。
He was discontent with the duties he had been assigned as a Levite.
他想要像祭司一样，想要跟摩西、亚伦同样的能够得到神的重用，来传讲话神的信息。
He wanted to be just like Aaron or Moses, to be honored by God and to be a spokesperson of God.
但是他的后代却跟他走不一样的路。
However, his descendants chose a different path.
所以我们看到民数记他在谈论这件事情的时候。
So in the book of Numbers, when it talks about this incident,
他特别提到说那个走那个可拉的论，跟可拉同一党的人他们最后的结局就是死亡。
It specifies that the end of those who follow Korah is death.
但是可拉的后代他们就不一样了。
But it was different for his descendants.
在民数记二十六章，我们也看到这个可拉的众子没有死亡，就是第十一节。
In Numbers chapter 26, verse 11, it says that they didn't, his descendants didn't die.
就是可拉的众子跟他们的父亲有不一样的看法。
This is because the children of Korah had a different perspective from their father.
那个可拉，我们如果看一下民数记二十六章的第五十八节。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 26, verse 58.
这里就提到这个可拉族。
It talks about the tribe of Korah.
五十七节是说利未人有三个大家族。
In verse 57, it talks about the three big families in the Levite tribe.
属歌辖的、属格顺的、属米拉利的。
There was Gershon, Kohath, and Merari.
那第五十八节，利未的各族有，接下去又有不同的名字。其实他是把属格顺、米拉利或歌辖的这个家族里面代表性的提出几个这个名字，就是他们的家族、他们的后代 这些描述了。
Then in verse 58, it says the families of the Levites, and this is taking out like the bigger families under the big umbrellas of Gershon, Kohath, and Merari.
如果对照历代志里面的家谱，你就可以看得到，或者是民数记的第三章有关于这个利未人的这个数算的时候，他们家族，你就可以看到他们的关系。
And you can also understand how they are related to one another, a lot better when you look at the genealogy, for example, in Numbers chapter 3.
那我们知道后来以色列百姓他们因为不顺服神违背神的约，他们后来被掳到外邦去了。
We know that because the Israelites were disobedient to God, so they were eventually exiled.
那在他们还没有被掳以前，在大卫的时代。
Before they were exiled and in the time of David.
我们看一下历代志上的第二十六章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles.
在大卫那个时代，可拉，历代志上二十六章第一节。
Chapter 26, verse 1.
这个可拉的后代，他们后来在圣殿里面成为守门的人。
The Korahites became the gatekeepers.
就是说，他们有的人现在在圣殿里面侍奉，他们就成为看门的。
They were serving in the temple by being the gatekeepers.
那其实这就是神特别的恩典，让他们可以在神的坛那里来侍奉神，朝见神的荣美。
And this is a great blessing from God that they're able to serve before the altar of God and to behold God's beauty.
好，那我们再看历代志下的二十章。
Let's also turn to Second Chronicles chapter 20.
历代志下二十章。
Second Chronicles chapter 20.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
历代志下二十章的十九节。
Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 19.
这里所描述的是约沙瓦王的时代，他们要出去打仗。做了一件很特别的事。
This is something special that they did during the time of King Jehoshaphat before they were about to go out into battle.
要去打仗，他们不是带军队出去，是由士班带头出去打仗。
When they were going out to battle, they didn't lead into the battle with the army, but with a choir.
我们看十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
歌辖族和可拉族的利未人都起来，用极大的声音赞美主以色列的神。
19. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the God of Israel with voices loud and high.
你就看到可拉族的人后来他们的后代成为在圣殿里面歌颂赞美神的诗班的成员。
The Korahites became part of the choir.
那这个就是这个可拉的后代他们在被掳以前他们所做的事。
These are all of the things that the children of Korah did before they were exiled.
他们也列在被掳人当中，他们被掳放到外邦去了。
They were also numbered among the exiles.
他们在异邦地，他们受到了各种苦难。
And in the Gentile nations, they also suffered a lot.
其中最难承受的就是别人的讥笑。
And one of the hardest things that they had to endure was the mockery of others.
人不住地说你的神在哪里。
Because people kept mocking them, where is your God?
他们知道神没有离开。
They knew that God did not leave them.
但是他们今天所遭遇到的是因为人离弃了神的结果。
But what they were suffering at that present time was the result of man leaving God.
所以现在可拉他们何等期待能够再重新的回到神这里来。
Therefore, these descendants of Korah longed to come before God again.
想到以前的在圣殿侍奉神的那样的喜乐，对照当下他们所遇到的这些忧虑忧闷的事，你说他们就留下了这个诗篇四十二篇，让我们可以来思想了。
And when they thought about the times when they were able to come before God with a multitude with songs of joy, compared to where they were at that present time where they were being mocked by others and far in a Gentile land, this is the psalm that came as a result of this contemplation.
这是一个极大的落差。
This was a huge contrast.
当时他们可以随时的在神面前来朝见神。
Previously, they were able to come before God every day.
但是现在却已经没有希望，就是不知道何年何月才能够再重新回到神这里来，来 来歌颂赞美神了。
However, they were now unable to forecast when was the next time they would come back before God.
那第42篇的第二段，从第六节以后。
From Psalm 42 verses 6 and onwards.
其实他也表达出他们了解，他们之所以落到这个地步，其实是被神管教，是因为他们不愿意顺服神的真理所得到 的结果。
They say and confess that they are actually at this state because they were unwilling to obey God.
就是其实是因为他们把神忘记了，神便没有忘记他们了。
They had forgotten God, but God had not forgotten them.
那忘记神走自己的路，所以结局就是这么悲惨。
And because they had forgotten God and gone there on their own path, so this was their tragic consequence.
所以我们其实从诗篇所留下的这些历史 的记录，我们可以很容易的对照我们现在有的信仰。
When we look at these psalms, we can compare it to our present state of faith.
什么时候当我们远离了神，我们经历神的这个管教的时候，我们那时候都会觉得很痛苦。
Whenever we depart from God and God punishes us, we often feel a lot of anguish.
特别是当我们开始去怀疑神的爱的时候。
This is especially true when we start to doubt God's love.
或者是不知道为什么神让我们遇到这样的事情，我们那时候通常内心会很忧闷。
Or when we don't understand why God allows us to meet with a certain trial, then our hearts will be very cast down.
42篇、43篇的这些被掳外邦的这样的遭遇，我们今天其实很难去重复，就是说我们不会有这样的一个环境跟他们类似的。
We probably will not ever experience exactly what the exiles experienced.
但是我们可以从我们现在所遭遇的去把它联系在一起。
But we can connect our own experience with theirs.
今天因为这个疫情突然之间的这个流行病让我们好像来到神的面前变得很困难。
For example, because of the pandemic, it seems like it's very difficult to come before God.
我们会不会很希望说，我能够有一天能够赶快回到神的面前来这里朝见神？
And do we ever feel that kind of excitement and anticipation to come before God again?
还是我们觉得说，反正我没有到神面前来，我生活也过得不错啊？
Or do we feel like our life is pretty good without coming before God anyway?
我们会有那个内心所想渴望神的这样的一个欲望吗？
Do our hearts thirst for God?
就是说，我们会觉得说，我们好像离神了，我们希望能够跟神亲近，更亲近。
Do we feel like we want to draw nearer and still nearer to God?
那这个在我们现在的生活环境当中，如果我们不要把自己从这个世界分别出来，我们如果跟随这个世界的潮流，我们最后会觉得说我们好像过得还不错。
If we continue in the world and refuse to draw ourselves out of the world, then we will just follow the trends in the world and feel like it's pretty good.
其实我们的心会渐渐的冷淡下去的。
Our hearts will eventually become cold.
我们会觉得说好像跟这个世界走得很近也无所谓。
And we might feel like being in step with the world is no big deal.
我们甚至可能不会有像诗篇里面所说的，我的心渴慕神，如露渴慕溪水。
Then our hearts will no longer thirst after God, just like in 42 verse 1.
那这个时候其实是一个信仰的危机。
This is actually a spiritual crisis.
那第五节，42篇的第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
就是他这一组诗篇里面，他重复的诗歌，他副歌里面所说的，应当仰望神。
In the refrain of this psalm, it keeps saying that we need to hope in God.
因为神用笑脸帮助我。
Because God will help us with His countenance.
神用他的，就是这个笑脸，其实指的神的帮助。神他是愿意帮助我们，要用他的亮光来吸引我们的。
God is willing to help us, and He is willing to attract us with His light.
那我还要来歌颂他，赞美他。
We will praise Him.
好，那所以我们现在看到圣经里面诗人有这样的一个渴慕神，能够亲近神。
And so this psalmist had this desire to be closer to God.
我们想一想，今天在信仰里面，我们会不会期待说我们可以到神的面前来？
In our faith, do we ever feel like we really want to come before God?
那这当中，其实我们看到诗作者啊，他有三个很重要的祈求。
In this psalm, he has three very important requests.
四十三篇。
Let's look at Psalm 43.
第一节跟第二节。
Verses.
第一节跟第三节。
One and three.
我们看到他有三个祈求。
He has three requests of God.
这三个祈求，其实英文也写很清楚。第一个就是，神啊，求你伸我的冤。
The first one is vindicate me, O God.
好，第二个就是他求你救我脱离诡诈不义的人。
Second, plead my cause against an ungodly nation.
好，就是第一节的第二句话嘛，哈。
This is in verse one.
好，那第三个祈求就是第三节说的。
And the third one is in verse three.
求你发出你的亮光和真实，好引导我。
Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me.
那所以我们看到说，其实，在整个诗篇里面，他就让我们了解说，要怎么样离开这个忧闷呢？
These three requests teach us how to come out of depression.
他要去反省我今天进入忧闷的原因在哪里。
We need to reflect on the reason why we have entered into this depressed state.
他从过去历史的轨迹去发现他们祖宗所发生的错误了。
From reflecting on the past, they actually had discovered what the mistakes were of their forefathers.
其实神用这样一个很特殊的方法要管教他们，让他们回头。
God was using this very special way to bring them back.
让他们遭受仇敌的欺压。
They were oppressed by the enemy.
让敌人来咒骂他们。
They were rebuked by foreign nations.
其实这都是有神的美意。
All of these things had the good will of God.
在这样的情况下，他们才真的醒悟。
Because only under these circumstances could they awake.
有时候敌人这样的一个辱骂比先知从早到晚不断的劝勉还有效。
This kind of mockery from foreign nations sometimes is more effective than the prophets telling them day and night what to do.
你看，在先知书里面，特别是耶利米先知，他实际上是日夜流泪不住的去劝勉百姓回转归向神，他们不要。
When we read the book of Jeremiah, we know that he pleaded with them day and night to return to the Lord, but they refused again and again.
但是等到他们被掳到外邦去，他们发现这是一个事实，这是他们当初愚昧的结果。
However, when they were finally exiled, they realized that this was the truth, and this was the result of their foolishness.
好，接下去他求神说：“神啊，求你伸冤。”
So he says, "Vindicate me, O God."
这个不敬虔的国，他们是何等的无礼！他们这样子来辱骂我们的信仰。
Plead my cause against an ungodly nation who mocks our faith.
最后也只能够求神，因为他们其实是已经在被掳的角色里，他们根本一点办法也没有啊。
They could only plead to God to do something about it because they were now in the position of an exile.
在忧闷的时候，唯一一条路就是求神。
So when they were in a depressed state, the only thing they could do was to pray to God.
求神救我们脱离这样的环境。
We need to ask God to help deliver us from this environment.
当时候他们的环境充满的都是诡诈行不义的人。
Their environment was filled with ungodly and deceitful people.
那要能够脱离，这需要神的力量。
It requires God's strength to be delivered.
就是要有神的拯救了。
This must be require the salvation of God.
那所以他特别强调，你是赐我力量的神。
So he says, "You are the God of my strength."
好，所以现在我们如果在忧闷当中，我们一定要愿意跪下来祷告求神。
When we feel helpless, we need to kneel down to pray to God.
力量的源头就是神本身。
Because God is the source of strength.
他愿意赐我们力量。
He is willing to provide strength.
只要我们愿意跟他祈求。
As long as we pray to Him.
第三，他说：“求你发出你的亮光跟真理来引导我。”
Third, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me.
所以现在神 他发出亮光来照亮前头的路程。
And God will shine forth His light and His truth to show them the way.
真实就是真理，真理就是像准则一样，在规范他们每一步路。
The truth is like a ruler that teaches them every step they need to take.
好，所以这个诗篇里面，它其实有许多很多篇都在强调这个神的真理。就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光啊。
Many times in the book of Psalms, it talks about how the truth is like the light to our path.
我们看一下二十五篇。
Let's look at Psalm 25.
诗篇二十五篇。
Psalm 25.
二十五篇看第四节。
Verse 4.
二十五篇第四节。
25 verse 4.
主啊，求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训我。
Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
第五节，求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。
5. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day.
这个就是今天真理哈，神的这个命令，事实上是要最后引导我们到神的面前来的。
God's truth and His commandments will lead us to God.
引我到神的祭坛。
He will lead us to the altar of God.
他说：“带我到你的圣山，就是你的居所。”
He will lead us to His holy mountain, which is His dwelling place.
到我最喜乐的神这里来。
To the God of my exceeding joy.
所以你看到这个从头到尾有一个巨大的转变，就是从忧闷现在变成最喜乐。
So there's a huge turning point from a state of depression to a state of great joy.
他的关键就是他现在接受真理的引导，来到神的面前。
The key is that they received the guidance of the truth to come before God.
在今天这样的疫情期间呢，我们有时候要想一想。
So during the pandemic, we need to think about this.
当有人他要来到神的面前的时候，我们会不会成为阻挡？
And when somebody wants to come before God, do we become an obstacle?
我们会不会因为说恐惧说你不要来？
Do we tell them not to come because of fear?
今天神的祭坛，他是希望我们能够到他的面前来。
God wishes that we come before His altar.
啊，以色列百姓哦，他们当时候已经是。如果不是神时间到了把他们引回来，他们根本不可能回到耶路撒冷去的。
Unless God had guided the Israelites back to the promised land, they would have never been able to return.
今天我们弟兄姐妹有时候因为恐惧不敢到神的面前来。
And sometimes as brothers and sisters, we do not want to come before God because of fear.
不是教会不可以来。
And it's not because the church is closed.
是因为我们不想来。
But because we don't want to come.
因为我们觉得说我这样子也可以啊。
And we think that what we are doing is okay too.
就好像我们现在借着这个科技哈，我们觉得说在网络上聚会也 OK 啊。
For example, we might feel like it's okay to worship God online as well.
但是在网络上聚会跟在我们实体聚会，在神的面前啊，一起歌颂、祈祷、团契，那是不一样的。
However, worshiping alone online is much different from worshiping with everyone else, praying, singing hymns, and fellowshipping with God.
让我们都能够互相鼓励，让我们照着真理的亮光的引导，我们都能够脚步稳健地走到神的祭坛这里来。
So may we all be led by God's truth to come before God's altar.
那当我们可以一起祷告啊，能够祈求神的怜悯，让我们啊。行走力上加力，我们生活当中恩上加恩。
May we all be empowered through prayer so that each step of the way will be strength upon strength and grace upon grace.
当我们来到神的面前的时候，其实我们可以看到神的笑脸。
When we come before God, we see the countenance of God.
就是我们来到神的面前是来朝见神。
Because we come before God to see God.
神愿意人亲近他。
God is willing for us to come before Him.
那所以我们今天其实要鼓励弟兄姐妹能够到神的面前来。
So we need to encourage brothers and sisters to come before God.
很多事情我们要凭着信心的。
Many things must be done with faith.
因为如果我们恐惧，我们忧虑。
When we are afraid or anxious.
其实有时候我们反而会成为真理的阻挡者。
Many times we become an obstacle to the truth.
那个保罗或者是约翰，他们说，当他听到神的这个百姓 顺服真理而行，他们就很喜乐。
When Paul and Apostle John, when they said and when they heard that the disciples or the believers were walking in the truth, they were filled with joy.
我们之前读约翰三书。
We read John, Third John before.
我们读约翰三书第四节啊。
Third John verse 4.
约翰三书第四节说：“我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。”
Verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
所以当我们听到说，有人愿意来亲近神的时候，要顺服神的带领，真理的引导，我们应该很喜乐。
And therefore, when we hear that our brothers and sisters are willing to do according to the truth and come before God, we should be filled with joy.
我们看约翰二书第四节。
Let's look at 2 John verse 4.
我见你的儿女有照我们从父所受之命令遵行真理的，就甚欢喜。
Verse 4, I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth as we receive commandment from the Father.
所以当我们愿意顺着神的亮光，他的真理的引导，那我们能够来到神的面前，其实我们每个人心里都喜乐。
When we are following the light and the truth of the Lord to come before God, then our hearts will be filled with exceeding joy.
神的应许是说，当我们觉得背负重担、劳苦愁烦，我们来到他的面前就得到安息。
The Lord Jesus said, "Come to me, you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
那来到神的面前，其实有时候你看神开信徒的眼睛，看到异象。
Sometimes God opens the eyes of believers to see visions.
有个小姐妹，她看异象，祷告的时候看异象。
There was a little sister who saw a vision in her prayer.
看到这个聚会哈，那个神的那个天使出现了。
That during service an angel appeared.
那天使来到神的会堂点名了。
And the angel started to take attendance.
那但是同时也看到另外一个景象。
She also saw another scene.
就是当弟兄姐妹来到神的会堂聚集的时候，神的荣光充满。
Which is that when the brothers and sisters congregated in the chapel for worship.
但是同时又看到黑暗的黑影，就是魔鬼啊，从那个缝隙里面钻进来。
There was the glory of God, but at the same time, she also saw that there was a dark shadow, which was Satan, seeping through the cracks.
在异象当中，她看到那个黑影啊。到了那个会堂里面哈，躲在角落，那个眼睛啊变得很邪恶、很可怕。
And this black shadow hid in the corner, and there were eyes that were very vicious.
结果就打起灵战来了。
There was a spiritual battle.
就是那个魔鬼哈、邪灵跟那个神的天使哈、打仗。
There was a battle between the angels of the Lord and Satan.
他说在异象里面看到那个地大震动。
And in the vision, there was a huge earthquake.
但是属神的百姓，这个神的会堂好像被一个荣光把它笼罩一样，很平安，很稳固。
But in the chapel, the people of God, they were as if they were protected by the glory of God.
他在异象当中，他觉得说，哇，那个好像整个人都在震荡，在摇晃，这样然后东倒西歪。
In the vision, the sister felt that she was being tossed around by the earthquake.
但其实，在灵里面，整个神的百姓都被笼罩在荣光当中，
but
很平安。
In the spirit, all of the members of the church were very much at peace in the glory of God.
那后来，这个黑影哈、他没办法得胜，他走了。
And because the black shadow could not win, so it left.
那这个就是他在异象里面所看到的神的保守。
And this is the protection that she saw in the vision.
那也说明今天我们来到神的会堂聚会，其实本身就是一场灵战。
This shows us that when we come to the chapel to worship, this is a spiritual battle.
神要引导我们来到他的面前。
God wants to lead us before Him.
得到满足的喜乐。
He wants to give us exceeding joy.
但是同时，魔鬼他是要阻挡的。
But at the same time, Satan also wants to keep us from coming.
他阻挡就是让人内心充满黑暗、忧愁。
So that how he does that is to create a lot of anxiety and fear and worry in human hearts.
好像黑云笼罩一般。
It is just like being covered by a black cloud.
最后神一定得胜。
But in the end, God will be victorious.
神一定让他的百姓来到他的面前。
God will lead his people before him.
重新得到 赞美的喜乐
so that his people can receive the joy of praise.
从历史上我们看到神最后引导他的选民重新回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿
God led his people back from the exiled land into their own land to build the temple again.
从忧闷到喜乐的唯一一条路
And there is only one path from depression to joy.
就是顺服神真理的引导
which is to be submissive to the light of God's truth.
脚步稳健地来到神的面前
And our steps are firm and secure when coming before the altar of God to pray,
一起歌颂赞美
to sing together,
一起领受神的祝福
to receive God's blessing together.
最后就真的内心充满喜乐得到力量
Our hearts will be filled with joy and strength.
同时也看到盼望
At the same time, we will see hope.
最后来看耶利米书三十一章
Finally, let's turn to Jeremiah 31.
耶利米书三十一章
Jeremiah 31,
第十三节
verse 13.
耶利米书三十一章十三节
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 13.
那时处女必欢乐跳舞，年少的、年老的也都必一同欢乐，因为我要使他们的悲哀变为欢喜，并要安慰他们，使他们的愁烦转为快乐。我必以肥油使祭司的心满足。我的百姓也要因我的恩惠知足，这是主神说的。
Verses 13 and 14. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old together. For I will turn their mourning to joy, will comfort them, and make them rejoice rather than sorrow. 14. I will satiate the soul of the priests with abundance, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, says the Lord.
这是主的应许。愿我们都能够得到这样的满足的喜乐、啊、丰丰富富的恩惠
This is God's promise and may we all be able to receive the abundant blessings of the Lord
让我们都顺服神真理的引导 亮光的指引
May we all be obedient to God's guidance and the truth
来唱诗
Let's sing him
六十一首
61
诗恩引导我们
May God lead us on
用他的真理的亮光来引导每个人的路程
May he lead us with his kindly light on each of our journeys
我们都能够有信心的来到神面前
And may we all have the faith to come before him
互相鼓励能够持守在主的爱中
May we encourage one another to keep ourselves in God's love
请同心祷告
Let's kneel down to pray in one accord